playing with pieces themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, still. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife, still. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. I was encouraged today. There was the continued celebration with a talk with Chris about the way he's seen reconciliation between his son Christian and his wife Bethany. It's marvelous, a marvelous joy to see reconciliation happen in front of you. And we continued the celebration of that. But I also got an email from my friend Corey, and we're continuing our dialogue on the differences between the follower of the Bible alone and the follower of the Book of Mormon and others. And, you know, the issue was specifically discussing the tithe. And, you know, he came up with his statements. I responded yesterday, and he came back again. And it's marvelous that he's willing to engage rationally. I would suggest he's dead wrong, you know. I haven't brought up the $100 billion that the LDS Church has in its coffers as a reserve, because you never know when you can use an extra $100 billion. It's fascinating. And I just read an article from R.J. Rushdoony, who was a proponent of the tithe, and his arguments are flawed. Very simply flawed. But obviously I can't have a dialogue with him. He died, almost 20 years ago. But it's fascinating to be able to dialogue with somebody you disagree with and rationally do so. I wish I could do that with family, extended family. I very much want that. And I very much, when Chris was talking about, you know, he has one granddaughter and now another grandchild coming. And I did send him an email, and I referenced, included simply the photo of Charlotte holding James. And the subject was Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I mean, that's all it was. That was the subject. And his response was simply beautiful. Yeah, to see, you know, one child holding another. And he's looking forward to that in the months to come. I want to hold my kids. I love you.